Dalad Eor, Thursday the 19th of April, Diane Chanoch Friedman. More Shilas on Chosha Mishpot.
In the halachos of Eidus, there are two different types of psulim which pass to a person for Eidus. There's a rosh of the malchus, which means that if he was over an aveira, would you get malchus for? That's a lav sheish bo maisa. It becomes possible. For a lav which has no maisa, you don't possible. There's another type of rosh that becomes possible Eidus. That's a rosh of the chimud moment. Because he's suspected, he's dishonest, he doesn't have integrity. So for that reason he becomes postulators, because we're afraid just as he was dishonest here, he could be dishonest in Beisdin too about what happened. Somebody may pay him off. He's choshed at a moment. Those are two different types of Rishoyim that the Rambam brings down in the Sanhedrin. There's a Rosh of the Malkus, and Rosh at the Chimud Moment. Now, the question arises at two different situations. What happened in one situation where the fella was stealing? A worker in a company, and he was stealing. And the Balabas knew about it, but he needed the worker, so he kept quiet and closed his eyes. So it was Meichel. The question is, and the worker doesn't know that the boss is Meichel, is he postulatus or not? And being postulatus is a big enough communist, and Mormon is too, you can't use him as a witness if we know about it. Boss not, what he do? His worker. The worker. Boss, why is he postulatus? He didn't steal. Why is Baal Bois supposed to do this?
Why shouldn't the workers be his
Ganav,
no?
Oh, you do but the word maybe because the Baal Bois is in Meichel him.
That's a serious. So he shouldn't be posted because of
Baal. Maybe, that's our question.
Is he Meichel or is he just
Oh, that's one of the questions that you can think about.
There's a period between the Ganeva and the
Meichel. Oh, that's awesome. You can think about that too. And what happens if he's Meichel at the time of sin? And that's one question. And big nafkaminas also, whether the person is kosher or postulatus, one of the biggest nafkaminas is if the aid can be an aid for kedushin or gittin. But all other cases, even if the aid is possible, if we don't know about it, and that testimony is true, so he owes the money. But by gittin or kedushin, if the witness is possible, then the kedushin doesn't take effect. That's why you have to know whether what aid is kosher or possible. It's very important. There is a tumim that says that in two witnesses in Basin come and tell us that somebody is puzzle, he's kosher even klapi shmaya, but that's a big machlokus in the poskim, the halacha of the tumim, that somebody is puzzle, we don't know about it, but he says he's kosher klapi shmaya also, once we find out he's puzzle in Mafreya. Another situation to discuss is what happens if the ganav gets caught in the act before he actually stole. Like the person who comes to Beis Din and he made a false claim. And two witnesses right away say his claim is false. Is the fellow made the false claim puzzle? Because he wanted to steal, but it didn't turn out because they caught him. Is he postulatus or not? There are two questions. If there's mechila from Baal Bos, what does the mechila mean? And two, if they caught somebody in the act, before he was able to actualize, he wanted to actualize, but he couldn't do it because they chapped him. Is he poser or not? Now, there's an important ktsuris ha-choshim in Shulchan Aruch, in Choshim Mishpat Siman Nun Beis. He says there's a difference between two types of rishayim. The Rosha of Malkus exerts a kosov. If it was Machal Shabbos or Echweis, Eitreifus, whatever it was, he's postulatus exerts a kosov. And there's the Rosha of Chimud Momen It's possible because he doesn't have integrity. We're choshed him that he's a liar. So the Ksesa Choshen says, the Roshe of Malkus becomes possible only after he sinned. Because when you become a Roshe, if you sin, after you sin, you're a Roshe. While you're doing the sin, before the sin is accomplished yet, it's in the middle, you're not a Roshe yet. You're a Roshe. 6 years a cousin of Roshe. Once you became a Roshe, you became a Roshe once it's finished. Now Shaid came, the Ksei Zachoshin says, a Roshe of Chimul Momen, because he doesn't have integrity, while he's doing the sin, he also has no integrity. While he's stealing, even he hasn't stolen yet, he's a Choshud. So Zachoshin even goes on further to say, the Toch Kedei Dibur, before the Avera, a Roshe of Chimul Momen is already possible. It's Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. So, while we know that if he testified, talk to the giver before the act of the we said false edus, that edus is also possible. The question says that's his chiddush. But our kopanim, the question would throw light on a situation where a person got caught in the act of stealing. He hasn't accomplished stealing yet. So in this situation, he become possible because during the time of the act, he's also a choshu. That's what the Ksei says. Mashain came, and a Rosh of the Malkus, if it's only exerts a kosev, it's only once he's already done the Avera. So then...
comes out that one type is possible with Rabbonon, and one type is possible with the
right, 100%.
So therefore, what about Kedushin?
And first of all, who says that Rosh of the Malkus was already possible with the Avera? With Rabbonon, maybe he was kosher with the until after he finished. Maybe he wasn't possible to bond at all. Or until after he finished the Avera. During the maybe it's kosher.
Yeah.
All right, so that's not a Rabban either.
It's nothing
until he actually did it.
So it could be kosher.
At that second. It's only a minute, but at that moment it could be. Ain't Ochinami. There's a big raid in the Ksei Zachoshin about that Shaila, but based in Meir Cherim, that nobody, no Edim should be at a wedding which is not officiated by Rabbanim. Because they were afraid that there won't be a Rav there, there's something will go wrong. So there was a Cherim. So somebody was over the Cherim, supposed to ladies. So what happened if they saw testimony when the testimony they saw before, they're over the Cherim when the Kedushin takes effect. The Edis they saw, Kishas, before the Kedushin took effect, were they kosher for that Eidus because they're over the Chayim only when the Kedushin has taken effect? During the time of the Maisa Kedushin, they weren't possible yet. So the Ksei Zachoshin speaks about that question itself, that if it's a Rosh of the Malkus, they only become possible after the Avera, could be Bishas Avera Zachayim, they're still kosher. What? That's something else, right? That's considered a Russia. When you picked up your hand, you're already a Russia. That's something else. Red Magbir Chaveri is an Aveira of Russia. But doesn't necessarily become Posolatus. It's done a bad thing. The Torah gives him a bad name. It doesn't necessarily mean it became Posolatus. So this is an interesting question. But in a situation where the man may have had Charata before it was actualized, like it was Tavea based on something wrong. And two Eidus came and said that his Tavea was wrong. But maybe he would have had Charate. You don't know. So maybe that's the reason he shouldn't become Pasul, even in a very demochimud moment, because maybe he would have changed his mind before. Well, now, Kamina the Marshal, if somebody actually threw the Gnevi, he was trying to throw the Gnevi, one of the Kiyanim of Gnevi was Mashiach HaGvah, taking it out of the person's Rishus. So he threw it, and would have landed outside the Rishus, it would be by him. But the wind came and blew it in, so he couldn't do it. So the man there definitely was Lo Charata. He, B'shaz Maise, wanted to steal, just came up in the Shemaim, it wasn't. So according to the Ksei Zachoshin's definition, the person would be parcel in a Russia of Chimun Mammon. Mashenke in a Russia of the Malkus is not. What's the situation in Russia of the Malkus? Like the woman who made the nether and she didn't realize that the father broke it. So the father broke her nether. So she actually wasn't there in the nether, but she doesn't realize she wasn't there. So if that's a Rosh of the Malkus, she didn't be, you need a kapara. A kapara you need for any time you had a machshavas chet. But the machshavas chet itself would not pass her leilis. So that's a distinction between Rosh of the Malkus and Rosh of the Chimun Mammon. Rosh of the Chimun Mammon is possible even before the act is accomplished, while it's being done. And Rosh of the Malkus is only once, because there's a kosher once he became a Rosh. That's the Ksos and Simnon base. Now I'll ask you something else. So,
could I ask?
Yeah, sure.
Is there not a need to establish habitual action?
No, a person does even once, Lav Shesh B'mayis, he's postulatus. Even if he steals once, he's also postulatus.
Where do we learn this particular...
Oh, well, it says in the Gemara, I mean, it says that becomes a Russian.
One activity.
Okay. Stole is the... Until we see does tshuva. So you see, to be an aid, you have to be becheskes kashrus gomor.
Chazaka, you go after a few times.
No, that's three times they have a cheskes rosha. But in order to be an aid, you have to be becheskes kashrus gomor. So a fellow who once did it is no longer becheskes kashrus gomor. Therefore, he can't be an aid.
The Gemara not say that it's kimat lo yimoli, that a person will be over every day lashon hara.
That's not lav shesh b'maisa. Lav shesh b'maisa. If it's a Rosh of the Malkus, it's a lav shesh b'maisa. Ke'en lav de lo sachsim shor b'dishoy. A Rosh of the Chimun Mammon is the fact that he doesn't have integrity. You don't need a maisa. But a Rosh of the Malkus, you need a maisa. All those mavur in the Rambam, Sanhedrin, and the Gemara Sanhedrin Chav Zayin. Now, another case. So somebody was clearing a shayla if he sold his chometz kenog, but he doesn't rely on the mechira for chometz gomor. Some people don't rely because it's a shayla of haroma and a deraisa, questionable if in a deraisa you rely on haroma, because the mechira may technically be right, but it's haroma. It's far fetched that the goy is not gonna buy the chometz. But during Pesach, the man found actual bread in his house. So should he burn it? The question why not is it may belongs to the goy. So maybe it's a gezelakum. If the mechira doesn't have a chometz gomor, so it's not the goyim. But but there's certainly at least a side lalocha that a great many klal Yisrael rely on the mechira even for chometz gomor. So it's definitely a side that the mechira was good. So on that side, he's taking away from the goyim. He's allowed to steal from the goyim. Not only that, if he gets to be a gazlan, then could be Mechuy Bachrayas, is even by Hiroya also. Won't help him. So, what's the din? So, by me, it's poshut that it depends on what type of situation. A situation where normally the Mechiris Chometz is a large scale thing for whole shuls, whole communities, whole neighborhoods. So, if you made a big deal with somebody for millions of pounds, and for some reason the fellow was in a situation, he had to use 1 pound's worth. It became something he wasn't planning, but he had to use 1 pound worth. It's libe b'lev kolonim, but nobody's makbid on that. Nobody will be makbid. But you made a big deal of millions, and for some reason, happened the circumstance, he has to use 1 pound. So nobody will be makbid, especially... What?
Even a goy,
especially... that om den therefore mit der Tuch kommen, that if it's going to be less, they, in the tashlum, if the guy is actually going to buy it, they'll take off that 1 pound from the price, because later on they look exactly what he bought. Later on, they didn't look at every object. Later on, they look. So you see, that's not there. They take it off. So the goy has no hefset either. Even a goy who's medaktik ashevet pruta, but he has actually no hefset. Because later on, they look and see what's exactly there. So by me, the never poshut, that's a libum leiv kolon, but nobody's makpid on that. So there's nobody on makpid. Even if it belongs to the goy, you're allowed to burn it. But...
Was it part of the shtar or not?
What?
Was it part of the seder or not?
Was part of the same. I asked you a situation. I sold you a building for £1 million, and then you had to use something there which was worth £1. For some reason, it came a circumstance. Would you let the person or not? What's the svara? So I said here, even if the shtar said everything, but there was a question whether it helps Muhammad's gomor or not, and the person wants to be machmir. But I say, the problem being machmir is perhaps he's stealing from the goy. There's no such problem because nobody would be machmir on such a small situation. But in a situation where, for instance, it was a major part of the deal, you sold a company, a bread company, and you found a great deal of chametz, but for some reason there was the shaila about. There, if we would use the same logic that the guy is not makbid, maybe would make the whole sale into a look like a hoax. Because you're selling the factory, and then you just take whatever you want. If it's a small little percent, it's a big deal, you sell the whole community, and a fellow is using one pruta, then the svara is that nobody's makbid. But if it would be a big percent, one of the ikar of the deal, then the reason it could be you couldn't do it, because otherwise that would make the whole deal like into a hoax. You can just take whatever you want. I sell them and I take whatever I want. That's mistaber, that should be the two situations.
Sorry, the first sound.
The first case is if it's a small and
all amount. If it's a small amount.
But if it's a large amount.
The goy is not makbid.
Yeah, so then you can burn it. It doesn't become yours. Not gzela, nothing. If it's not makbid, it's not gzela.
If it's not makbid, then I'm taking it back. It's his.
He bought everything. The shtar said all chometz. But he allows me to use it. Like if somebody invited me to eat at his home. That doesn't become mine. He's not makbid, I burn his. And on this small amount. That's why you're allowed to do it. Mashenke, if it's a major part of the sale, don't make the sale into a hoax.
So that's the battle of the Mechira, or it's a Gneva?
With battle of the Mechira, could be, first of all, could be a Makben. Even if he's not, then it could be battle of the Mechira. I don't hear you.
How much the balas is threatened from the goy by a small amount of bread, he doesn't feel that his ownership.
He owns everything. I mean, he owns everything. If it's in the shtar, everything I had, he belongs there too. If you're making the mechir into a hoax, then you can't be put from by your ah. It has to be the mechir be as strong as it should be. But even if I sold something, if a person is not makbid, I can use his.
Estimation though on his
cheshbonus,
you're not sure. Maybe
in the last 3,000 years, has there been a situation when the guy came and bought all the chametz and paid for it? I never heard of it, but I'll kopon him. That's a libo v'leiv kolonim. There's a small little part and meduch kumen about that. And later on, he pays if he what's left. Then nobody be makbid on that. Then. Another case, in Shulchan Aruch, we have the halacha that nichle linish lases mitzvah b'moyne. A person is happy to do a mitzvah with his money. But this also changes in time. For instance, the Gemara says that you could take somebody else's talis, and if you put it back and you fold it, because nichle lazes mitzvah b'moynei. But yet, the poskim say today, or Hashochan, others, that could be today is different. People are makbid on their towers. Some people won't wear the towers, somebody else wore it as perspiration or something else. Today, people are more itzless than some things. It could be, doesn't apply, because things which people are makbid on, you don't have this klal. For instance, the Gemara says that there were certain things that that there's a chashash hefsid. If there's a chashash hefsid, so we don't say nichlish las mitzvamayni. According to the din of the Gemara, there's a din nichlish las mitzvamayni on tefillin. You could clear today if that umdenotaka applies. If minastam a person is nichalei, that somebody has put on his tefillin, he's not in shul. He davens, let's say, at the later minyan, at 8 or whatever it comes. The other fellow who is davening at 6:30, he's long finished before he comes. Is there the nichalei that somebody else uses tefillin? Or perhaps today people are very makbid the tefillin, they can get easily nivgam or something. But let's assume that there is the nichalei, lashes mitzvah b'mayne. And what happens, he comes to shul, and the fellow whose tefillin is, sees this fellow is putting it away, she understood he used it. See, he comes, he has a taina, why do you take it for? So in other words, this fellow sees his makbid. Well, see, yoytze, you see, if you took a tefillin, if it's an iser, if it's a mitzvah baba avera, you weren't yoytze. Does he have to put on tefillin again or not? In this situation, where the person came to shul, he says, what do you take it for? So we see that apparently he is makbid. And he thought, does he have to put on tefillin again or not? Now, there are two sides to this issue. One is, there's a very amazing din in Shulchan Aruch. I don't know if this din applies today. I think maybe today, perhaps the umdin is different than it was at times Shulchan Aruch. We have a din by Bdikas Chometz that if you rented a house, and according to some poskim, even you made it in a contract, a specific condition that the house is baruch from Chometz, and it's Leo Pesach, it's the 14th of Nisan, Leo Pesach, time to Bdike, and you come in, the house is not baruch. So it says that it's not mevatel the mekach. Because nichali linish says, lovely boy, if it's only people don't pay money for bdikah, they do it themselves. Nichali linish to do a mitzvah begufa, which also you could clear that applies with manazeh. I don't know how many people are happy to start making an extra bdikah on Leo Pesach, or to look for an ozera to make a bdikah if the house is full of chametz, the busiest day of the year. If this umdin applies, Bismarck says, or Hashokhan said, what? For Kert, he rented in. And Eretz Yisrael, it's very shriach. People coming to the Rebbe, the Ger, the Belzer, or something. They want the house clean. Come in there, Pesach, week of Pesach. They pray, they pay higher prices for that week. Because it's over the Seicher. They want to be close to the Rebbe. But they expect a clean house. Now how is it going to start making a bedikah? And the Gemara says that even where it's a place where you pay money for a bedikah, and some say, perhaps only if he'll pay him the money that it cost him. But nichalinish, and it doesn't become a bitul mekach. The mekach doesn't become bottle, even though there was a specific tanai that this is a machlekes in poskim. Yes, I said, I don't know if this umdana applies today. Could be today the situation is different. I would think most people are makbid today, just like the Aruch HaShulchan says that by talents, even though the Gemara said bizmanam, people weren't makbid. But al kopanim, in our situation, you could clear by the tefillin, if later on the person came. By the Gemara, the Tzad of the Gemara, by Bdikas Chometz, why it isn't a bitul mekach? Because we say maybe the reason he's complaining now is not because he's so makbid and the Chometz, because he found a better dira. that's the reason there that maybe won't believe him. But over here, if he comes and he says, why'd you put him the tefillin? What is his purpose? But that also is not certain. You could perhaps say his purpose is you shouldn't do it another time. Not that he's marked in the mafreya, that it should be by him a gazel and give for be a mitzvah b'aveira. So upon him, there's another reason though, that even if the fellow came and was marked, if it does apply, it was manenu, the principle that nechale linish lazis mitzvah money by tefillin too, questionable if it does. But if it does, then there's another reason you won't have to put on tefillin. Because any time, if you did something with a halachic reason, it's mutter, so it's not, it's not considered an aveira, even though you're an oinus. Not that, but you would, but it's not considered an aveira. The Gemara says, in Shmuz Daf Yud Ches, that if somebody lived with his wife, Shlobisha's vest, and that she was person neither, onesu, doesn't need any tshuva kapora. It's not the time. She sees always in 30 days. Now it's 15 days, and she saw us. The Gemara says, onesu. Because he relied on a rov. If it actually applies, as man has the nichalei linish lazis mitzvah b'moini. If it does apply, questionable if it applies. But if it would apply by tefillin, so somebody relied on that. Even if later on the tanya was wrong, but he doesn't have a din mitzvah b'aveira. He won't have to put on tefillin again because if he relied on a halachic reason that just like rover chazaka. And it's not considered an aveira l'mafreya, therefore he was yotze the mitzvah tefillin.
Doesn't it depend on the